Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby Jade is here. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. Yes, we are here. What's up with my people? Everybody good? Hey, we got ESTG pulling up in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Jade just got that text. He on the way, right? What is the topic?
The topic is,
If you see some shit
going on, do you get in it or mind your business?
So basically, like, let's say you walking out your crib, right? And you see maybe a young, let's say male or female.
We talking about some domestic shit or like some regular
let
shit?
Let me finish. You see a young male or female beating up an old woman, or look like they might be robbing an old woman. Now, you don't know for sure, but that's what it looked like. They trying to snatch the purse.
You ain't gotta get in there. You gotta get in there.
That's what we asking. If you see some shit,
what? You gotta take some shit that tempting them, whether a nigga gonna be like, man, that ain't my business.
Okay, what if it is domestic? Male and female, just domestic, swinging.
That ain't your business.
That's how I feel.
Male and female, they in a relationship now.
Protect the woman, the black woman.
But how are you able to determine that within that amount of time?
I'm saying, like, if I ride down the street and see a man assaulting a female, I'm going to jump out. What's going on with y'all? She got to be like, this my husband, be like, nah.
I got you.
She be like, these niggas trying to kidnap me, damn. Hey, man, player, you got to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's going to put on his cape.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, how can you ride past somebody that's just getting assaulted, like a female? Now, if I know, like, this my next door neighbor, him and the girlfriend be fighting, he be beating on whatever, that ain't my business. Cause she still going there every night, whatever. Just say, man, you go over there trying to be hero, and then nigga pop your ass. What you think she gonna say in court? He was trying to rob us.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Would it be on your conscience if something bad happened to her? Like,
That ain't my business.
Okay.
Cause you try to make other people business your business,
and you get fucked
up
yourself.
It never worked, my opinion.
So okay, so in my opinion, are we talk? Okay, so let me ask you this, so I can clarify. Just
in
so
general,
I can
shit.
Answer it correctly.
Shit in general.
Are we talking about like I ride down the street and see some shit, or are you talking about like somebody
crib,
that stays next
ride
door to
down
me?
The street. Even if you let's say you, what is the first thing you do if you, let's say you're in a club, and then you go in the back or some shit, and you see people fighting or scrapping or having an altercation.
When you say people, you got
people as in, let's say that you know both of them and you're equally cool with both
of them. If I know both of them and I'm equally cool with them, then 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have some sort of idea of what the situation is that they're fighting about.
This is true.
So if I'm privy to the situation.
Let's just say you don't.
If I don't and I know both parties, then I'm going to know, like, oh, these niggas some hoes ain't finna do shit, or these niggas really finna get active, let me get my ass in my car and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, for
but
real.
But you don't
real,
get
like,
involved. You mind your business. You mind your business.
I mean, if I know that I'm dealing with some people that have sense, I'm gonna try to see what I can do to help. But if these are some niggas that I know that, like, are finna nut on up site. In a minute, like, I'm finna get the fuck out of the way. Mm. I'm finna get out of the way. Like, cause it's like, at the end of the day,
who finna be trying to break up a fight, though? What are you talking about, like, breaking up a fight?
No, I'm saying, some people, listen, real shit, some people love getting involved in shit that don't necessarily have nothing to do with them. I'm talking about on a street domestic level. I'm talking about on a street level. Some people always trying to get in the middle of shit, correct? You don't know nobody like that? That might not be.
But that's their character, though. You saying, like, shit, that's what they signed up for. I ain't got nothing to do. Now, if two of my friends.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm saying my friends, not two people I see in the club.
Okay. But I'm saying,
now, if you and Kodak got a beef, I'll be like, y'all nigga tripping.
Right.
I say that. But if y'all nigga got damn,
what if it's,
got some, if you ain't got damn another nigga who don't be in with us,
right.
Another nigga podcast,
right?
Nigga, fuck him. I'm with you.
Right? No, for sure.
I ain't give a damn what
I'm saying. You at a concert, you just kicking it, and rapper A and rapper B, you have no idea. You just came out the bathroom, and you're like, oh shit, rapper A and rapper B, it looked like it's about to go down. Now you do know S Bank, maybe
I'm
not.
You go.
Oh yeah, y'all forgot he's a blogger now.
Yeah, go crazy, tear that bitch up. Yeah, this shit ain't my business.
I mind my business because
he be one of them niggas that be filming when the nigga be drowning with his thumb up.
I mind my business because I hate when you try to at least know about some shit and end up seeing that it started over some real bullshit, like that's what the fuck y'all into about, and I'm here wasting my time and could have got in the middle of some bullshit, and y'all beefing about some bullshit anyway.
I just feel like nigga in the middle, I always get hit.
True. Yeah.
Facts.
And it don't matter. It don't matter whether or not you in the middle because you trying to save the situation, or you in the middle because you playing both sides. Either way, you still in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And the two other entities end up being cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I done had that shit. See, shit like that, mm-hmm. I done had that shit happen to me plenty of times, like with bitches. I mean, like with females, like I might have like a friend that doesn't like somebody or whatever. And then like I'm cool with this person, or you know, like I don't have no problems with this person. But then I'm trying to, like, you know, my friend gets mad at me because I'm cool with this person. So this is the friend that I'm closer to and I've known longer. So I kind of like not distance myself from this person, but I just kind of like try to just kind of whatever for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then they get into it. But then after they've gotten into it, they get back cool. And it's like weird with me and this person over here because I'm trying to be loyal to my original friend and kind of like not shit on this person, but just kind of trying to like ease it off a little bit so it won't be a conflict. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what the fuck for?
So I'm gonna remix it real quick. If you remix it a little bit, what if you into it with somebody? Do you expect who you might think your partner or your people to ride with you or to jump in? You see what I'm saying?
Like what when you if, say what jump if, in, you saying if, like me and the other person are like physically getting into it or like shooting it, or you know what I'm saying, whatever. If it's some
and
shit
then somebody
like that,
else,
fuck yeah.
And somebody else.
And if you don't, then okay, now the heat is on you.
But what if they kind of cool with both sides?
Who you no longer, bitch? Real shit, like.
Who you no longer? Who you no longer equals cooler? I don't always mean cooler.
Well, who do you know is finna do the same
you
said
for pick you? You said pick a side.
Yeah.
So they come out like Bank and just film.
But you know what? Let me take that back.
Okay.
He gonna get popped anyway. Like regardless. But fucking like I don't let me.
Who is he? She said you're gonna get popped for filming her and somebody else fighting. That's what she
in
said.
In the mouth.
I can't wait to see somebody whoop Jade ass, bro. She talking all that shit, bro. I'm gonna be the nigga. I'm gonna go live, save the live, and save the live and post it to my TV, ITV. shit, she be tough.
Nah, but like.
Then I'ma help.
Bitch, you better.
I'm let you get your ass whooped at first, though. You talk too much shit.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, right. You can't. You,
I ain't tripping.
If you into it with somebody, almost fist to blows, whatever, and then somebody just comes and you happen to see him in the corner of your eye, then you saying that no matter what the fuck, they need to jump in and help
nah,
you.
Nah, if it's some shit like that, if it's some shit like in fucking in Juice, where fucking Bishop was like looking for help and he was right. Really a bitch, right. Not trying to do nothing, waiting right. On these niggas to pull up
that's
to
a good
help
analogy.
Him.
That's a
like,
good
nah, I'm not finna be in no shit like that. Like, if it's my situation,
Bishop
it's my situation.
Bishop was a hoe like that, though.
Bishop was a hoe.
That same
he was a retarded hoe.
That same
but he
who
was
did
hoe.
That to Bishop. Riverside.
Motherfucker.
Y'all ignorant. Y'all ignorant. I quit.
That same nigga who was doing all that shit.
But I'm saying Bishop ain't really want no smoke, though. Bishop.
How?
Man.
Bishop wanted all the smoke.
Fight. He wanted
Bishop
the smoke.
Created the smoke.
He created the smoke, but what I'm saying to you is Bishop was still a bitch. At the end of the day,
Bishop wow. And Juice
Bishop
was a bitch.
Outnumbered.
Please tweet us
he
your
was
opinion.
Outnumbered.
At Bix Facts Pod.
Bitch
please.
Was outnumbered. Like, okay. Now my boys here, they get it. We ain't never see Bishop in no one on one situation, bitch up.
That's real.
Nah, but what? Okay, so when they was so when they were in front of
speaking
the store.
Speaking of Juice, y'all, Juice the movie. Do your research.
So yeah. when they were in front of the store. He didn't start doing all the extra shit when
it's
what's
up,
happening?
They on my nigga them. I can see some win.
Man, that's some hoe
shit. I couldn't win. By
if you crazy nigga, show me you crazy all the way out.
You gonna have to jump on me. I like that, Jay.
You gonna have to jump on
nigga,
me.
Crazy nigga, show me you crazy
you
all the way.
Y'all gotta listen to what I'm saying.
You gonna have to jump on me.
When they first got him, what he did. When they first got him to make them say, oh, you think you crazy, he was bucking.
He was just talking a little bit of
he
shit.
Was
He was bucking.
He ain't slapped none of them niggas.
Shit, he shot one of them.
After the fact, when it was
matter.
On some sneak
y'all
shit.
Y'all nigga, how sneak? Why you you ran behind me at 8:38? What you mean?
If he was crazy for real, he would have at least slapped or knocked out two of them niggas, and then just the rest of them niggas would have just had to jump.
How long do crazy niggas live?
Yeah, and Bishop didn't live very long.
How long do crazy niggas
yeah,
live?
Yeah, Bishop didn't live very long. Yeah, but
bro,
okay.
You talking about?
No, I was saying relating it back to the original topic.
But relating it back to the original topic, like in a situation like
but
that,
I ain't gotta help you.
I don't want no nigga to help me. I don't need no nigga to help me.
Well, I'm gonna pray.
I don't need no nigga to help me.
I'm pray a nigga whoop your ass.
Okay,
like
cool.
A female, I want one of these little girls whoop your ass too.
Okay, it's cool. And I'm gonna break that bitch in half.
What are y'all doing?
Let's at least
put it on pay per view, y'all.
You've been knowing me since kindergarten.
You told
nigga.
Me that you've never been in a fight before.
I have been in a fight. I've been in plenty of fights.
One fight. You say you was in second grade. You got into a fight. Jay, that don't count.
Who would fight Jay? Why would anybody fight Jay?
She be talking shit.
This nigga crazy, bro. But I don't. I might talk shit, but I don't ever intentionally disrespect anybody.
That's
right or wrong.
Don't talk about me.
Oh, I'm talking shit to you.
Yeah, I
talk shit to you because
I
know what I'll do to you.
I know
what I'll do to you.
I know you will, bro. But I want to see what somebody else will do. Do you want to eat female? One of them goddamn Crucial Monday.
Hey, y'all, DM black.
What's your little homegirl name?
Oh, Treva.
Oh, Treva.
She don't want to get it out.
We're going to put it on pay per view.
Yeah, y'all DM black so we can get this shit popping.
Put it on pay per view. ESTG on Big Facts.
Okay, yes.
Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, Baby Jade. It's time for another edition of Big Facts. ESTG is here on Big Facts.
Yay.
The streets have highly requested you, my brother. Welcome to Big Facts. How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's up with y'all?
Everything good?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's what's up, man. So you're making a lot of noise, obviously, in the streets. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of bangers out. The buzz is at an all-time high. I guess let's start off just asking you, how does it feel? You know what I'm saying? Everything that you've been through, where you come from, the city that you come from. Mm-hmm. How does it feel?
It feels just, I don't know. It ain't really hit me yet. I don't think it's been long enough. So it just, I don't know if people be having their moments. Like, I done had some moments, like, when my tape just went to number one. And I'm saying when I was in top 10 on Billboard, shit like that.
Yeah, that was big.
I'd be like, damn, you feel me? But then it'd be going away. So I guess I ain't got to the feeling yet where it'd be like, where I feel like, all right. You feel me? Like, I'm hurt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to that feeling yet.
You just still taking it all in, which, you know, I think sometimes is good.
Stuff like it's still happening.
Yeah. That keep you hungry, though, sometimes, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you start looking at all the shit you're accomplishing, it might fuck you up in the head a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't looking back. I'm trying to keep.
You feel me? Feel like you ain't did enough yet.
Yeah, I ain't did nothing. I ain't did nothing.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So how was it growing up in Louisville?
Shit, same as any other nigga in the hood, you feel me? Same shit, that's the one thing I done figured out. Like, by moving around a lot. Feel me? Be the same shit going on everywhere. Like, it's the same type of niggas. Feel me? Beef, whatever. Feel me? Street shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think we had it no different, no easier, no harder. You feel me? In no other hood. You know what I'm saying?
So, when you graduated high school in 2012, you got a full-length football scholarship to Indiana State, right?
Yeah.
What position did you play?
Linebacker, like a outside linebacker, like a safety linebacker.
You have fun playing?
I just was always trying, you feel me, trying to do something with myself, you feel
like
me?
You were trying to get to that next level and maybe go to the NFL or something?
It wasn't even, I don't think it was even about that. It was just, you feel me, I was a way to, I felt like it was a
way,
way
to get out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At the time, it seemed like the best way. Because it's the same shit around you every day. Like, I see niggas that are being rich or look rich, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? So, and then that's like our culture in Louisville. Like, you feel me? Everybody play some type of sport. We got a lot of parks and shit in our neighborhoods and shit. So, we, you know what I'm saying? If a nigga be good, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's up to him. Like, you feel me? Like, everybody always fuck up when they get to a certain point. And I feel like I fought it out for a long time. You know what I'm saying? The smoothest go the furthest. You feel me? Being smooth with everything I do. But I feel like I fought it out for the longest, you feel me? Before it kind of, you feel me, almost, you know what I'm saying, overtook me. But it turned into rap, you feel me? I never wanted to be no rapper or nothing like that. It just...
So when you were, like, when you were in high school and college and, like, you were being, like, the football star and, you know what I'm saying, the top-tier athlete and all that stuff, did you hit all the cheerleaders?
Nah, it wasn't like that. All my niggas was good. Like, all of us was good. So it was everybody was hitting bitches. Yeah. Everybody was hitting bitches. That's what I'm saying. Like, the niggas we is right now, we been them niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in every aspect, nigga never been, you feel me?
Just because of this.
I ain't never been no bottom barrel nigga in nothing. You feel me? Not in sports, not in no. And hustling, not in rapping, you feel me?
Right.
So it's the same shit. That's why we carry ourselves like that, because we ain't never been no Rudy Pooh niggas and whatever a nigga wanted to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we do, and we into everything. We into everything everybody else is into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just, it just, I don't know. It's just, I think that's why I don't feel it like that, because I expect more from myself.
Right.
You feel me?
What you think the big obstacle is being a nigga from the street and having success, or a nigga from the hood and having success? Like,
cause it's like, and I say recently, I feel like for me, if you got a good heart, you know what I'm saying, or you try to have a good heart, you got like survivor's remorse, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of my people died, you feel me? Some niggas went to jail, still fighting cases right now. It's like, it's getting to the good part. And some niggas ain't gonna see it, and you be like, damn, like, you feel me? I'm the one, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of, you feel me, niggas is proper, you feel me, that's in my circle immediately, you feel me? But you be like, damn, I'm the one who's doing it for us, you feel me? So that shit be fucking with a nigga, like, and then don't let you get one of them calls, like, you ain't doing something you supposed to, you feel me? Then it's gonna transform it into, you feel me? I might go to anything. I might be like, fuck everybody. You feel me? And you can't be like that. I feel like I'm blessed to be in this position because I'm going to do what I'm supposed to. You feel me?
How you balance the shit that you got now is like the shit, how you balance like niggas' emotions and people's emotions around you for things they think you should do for them. Like, how you?
You just got to check a nigga. You feel me? If it's love, he going to respect it. You feel me? Like, and then don't leave no room. Like, I'ma see it in a nigga. Feel me? I know my niggas, but I'ma see it in him. He needs something. You feel me? He going through something. My friend, I know I can see it. So they ain't gonna have to ask. I'ma feel me? Straight. So we gonna figure it out. So it ain't. But and it don't even be no problem. It just be some people. They'll watch something you do for somebody else and be like, man, oh, you should be did that for me. You feel me? That's all. You only gave me 20,000. You feel me? A nigga, I'm telling you. To me. And say, I be like, man, what was I supposed to get? What was I? You feel me? But it be like that, though. But you feel me? I can handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got no choice. I know what the alternative is. I ain't going there.
Taking everything competition.
Yeah, fuck it. You feel me? I can take some more. You know what I'm saying? Get more money. Get more, you know what I'm saying? The story grow more. Put my niggas on. We're going to have to take some more. So, shit.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So 2 years after you were in college, you transferred, you decided to leave school, and then that same year, you got arrested for trafficking. So do you think that time period when, like, you were arrested on house arrest and going through that whole process, do you think that gave you time to sit down and think, like, I got to do something else and I'm going to start fucking with the rap? Or was it something else that, like, motivated you to start being a musician?
I was supposed to, baby, it's like when baby first coming out, he had his song, My Dog. He had that song, My Dog, and I think it was just My Dog, but that was like the big song, I guess.
Right.
And my people was trying to have me book him, you feel me? They had called me, wanted me to give him the money to book him. He wanted like $7,500. It's just early, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
And so I'm like, let me see, you feel me? Because I feel like I'm getting it on at this point, like, You feel me? Let's see what this nigga's talking about. And I was just looking at his videos, like, damn, you feel me? Like, I probably can rap too. You feel me? We talking about the same, yeah. same shit. You feel me? For
real. I can do this shit
from
too.
From that day, like, I started watching just more. I don't know. I feel like I was just watching videos a lot more, seeing niggas like
other rap niggas and shit.
Yeah, like damn, you feel me? I'm like, and then I just did.
We out here doing the same shit, but we just not documenting.
Yeah.
Most niggas wouldn't say that another nigga inspired them. Basically, just said, you just saw Shawty like, I can see myself doing this because Shawty doing it.
It was baby.
Been successful at it.
Was baby at the same time. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Dirk at the time was dropping some shit. Young boy had dropped some shit. It was a couple niggas, you feel me, that I was seeing, like, them is young niggas, you feel me? And they got a following, you feel me? And I'm like, maybe I could, I don't know, you feel me? And it just turned into what it turned into. And when I was on the watch, for real, I feel like that's really when because I had dropped a song, and it had, like, the city, like, you feel me? Everybody was fucking with the song. But
was it Stains?
Nah, it was, New number. It was new number.
Okay.
And like, you feel me? Everybody was fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? And I was on the watch. I couldn't come out to no clubs and perform it or nothing like that. Yeah. You feel me? So it was just like building up.
But you saw the song taking out by itself without no motion.
Yeah, they was just playing in the club and shit. Motherfuckers got that. You feel me? And then by the time I got out to watching, you feel me, did all that shit. It was, I don't know, I just went and I never stopped going since then, you feel me? I was like August 2018, you feel me? I never stopped going.
Since. But to niggas like who ain't like from your city or wherever, it looked like you just popped up lit.
Yeah.
But you tell a nigga who, you know what I'm saying, who like a young nigga, you don't know, like, part, right with your grind, what it took for you to do what you're doing.
I always wanted to get money, you feel me? So I don't know what to say to no young nigga who won't be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say to no young nigga who won't be a rapper, you feel me? Get the money first, you feel me? If rap's your passion, you feel me, go with your heart and shit. But I know it was just different for me. I was trying to get some money.
Yeah.
For sure. Get some money, get the money, you figure out. You feel me? Your dreams might change. You get 100 grand. You might be like, fuck rap. I want to invest in I want to open a restaurant. You feel me? Fuck being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Just get some money first. But don't be no aspiring artist trying, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Charging $100.
Money.
Yeah, just doing all type of shit.
Because them aspiring artists be broke most
don't
of the
be
time.
The nigga, don't be the nigga that hit a nigga up. And be like, man, I'm trying to fuck with you, man. I'm trying to do a feature. Yeah, I just want 500 for the feature, man. But I'm trying to don't be the nigga that writes another nigga and tell him your price for the feature. They gonna fuck. They gonna ask you how much you want. You feel me? And that be the rapper who ain't got no motion. He's trying to find a play. You know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to find plays in the rap game. The place reverse. It ain't the streets. You don't gotta go find a play. In the rap, the play's gonna find you. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then it's up on you how far you wanna go with your play.
Nigga, if you could change one thing in the rap shit, what you'll change? Like, if you could just write a law, like, this shit needs a no go for rap.
Man. Oh, that's hard to pick one thing. That's hard to pick one thing.
Give him a couple. Give him a few.
Name five.
Yeah, name a few of them.
Man, a nigga can't be, you feel me, rapping in general. Like, you can't just say, I got the chopper, I got the 30, I got the, you know what I'm saying?
No studio gangsters.
Yeah, if you ain't got no, you got to have a 30 on you right there when you say you got the 30 on you. You better have it on you in the booth.
It's gonna be a lot of
that's gonna cut out a whole lot of riffraff. Two, it got to be stop letting, and this is kind of like I don't think this is just for rap. This is just for life. Stop letting niggas, you feel me, tear up on shit that them or they niggas ain't did. Some shit that they just heard about from they daddy or something. You know what I'm saying? Shit that. They heard about from their uncle or something. brick to their uncle might have sold, or that, you know what I'm saying? The time they seen a nigga get robbed or something, fuck, don't no more. But we want memoir. You know? Yeah. We want memoirs, man. We want to hear from your point of view what happened, right, from your eyes on the situation. We don't want to hear what the nigga told you. I want to hear what you say happened. What did you witness at this time? What, you know what I'm saying? How did this make you feel? We don't want to hear how another nigga felt. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Stop, niggas got to quit going big on their partners. You feel me?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Like, niggas will get around another nigga from somewhere else and be a good guy, a cold bitch. You feel me? But when they put on nigga be a cold bitch around some other niggas. But then when they get with their niggas, they be on tough ass trying to impress some niggas that they don't know. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They trying to look cool to another nigga. You feel me? Like a nigga might come around us and catch our vibe and then be trying to hold his nigga. You feel me? Act like his niggas ain't on nothing or something. Like, that happened a whole lot in rap. You know what I'm saying?
For real?
Yeah, having a whole lot of
like just name an incident, not nobody, but name like a shit you like seen, like, bro.
Just a nigga. Just I might say something about a nigga he came with, like, man. What this nigga's on? He's on some lame shit, bro. But you with him. I don't know you.
I know him through you.
I don't know you or him.
Yeah,
he's buying the verse.
Yeah,
I don't know neither one of you. Yeah, he on some lame. But you know I'm woo, bro. Yeah, you really need
to
fuck with me. You really need to fuck with me, though. I really run this shit. You know, my nigga, he, you know what I'm saying? They be tripping. So, what the fuck? You feel me?
Like, what's the term for that?
I don't know.
Dick pulling.
I don't know.
Dick pulling.
Yeah, it might
not
be.
Dick pulling is a whole nother culture form of like whole shit from dick riding.
Okay.
Dick pulling is worse. Okay. Dick pulling is the worstest shit you could ever do in life. Worse because you're actually having physical contact with the dick.
What?
Like, for real, it's crazy. Like, niggas be tripping. Like, y'all don't be understanding. Y'all be thinking I'm nuts. Like, man, this shit be wild. Like, for real, bro. Like,
it do be wild, though.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah, rap, man, you just need to. Like, I think people misunderstanding what rap supposed to be. What rap should be, man. It ain't supposed to be. Rap and turning into niggas. I don't know. Like,
What's the worst shit you seen like a nigga turn into like in this rap shit? Like,
I don't think I've been in long enough to see a nigga, you feel me, flip, but I just niggas just be, I don't know, bro. It's just they make them change. Like, a nigga just get the feeling like, you feel me, like,
I'm a rapper.
But this is, you're a rapper. Like, I don't know how to describe you, so I can't. You feel me?
You know how you feel though. Like, I'm just saying, like, you, it like ain't no like, what is it? Like,
it's just like WWE. Like, it's like like a high school. Like, you know, in high school it might be a group, then they got the subgroups in the group, and the little group might feel somewhere about the bigger group, but they all supposed to be together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It just be a whole lot of shit. That's why you got to just. The real niggas that you fuck with, like niggas that people see me with, like Doug, baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to just connect with no whole lot of rappers, you feel me? Like, the rap niggas that they know I fuck with them, you know what I'm saying?
Cause a lot of these niggas be facades.
Yeah, and I ain't trying to figure it out or nothing, you feel me? Like, yeah. So I just want a nigga to be they self, you feel me? Like, you don't gotta turn your gangster card all the way up, you feel me? Cause you would
run. Cause you're not gonna be able to get close to me anyway, it don't matter.
But it don't, you feel me? Like, just be yourself. Like, I don't fuck with niggas cause they're gang. Can be gangster enough for all of us. You don't need to be, you feel me? Just be yourself. If a nigga's cool, if a nigga's fuck with you, they gonna fuck with you. A nigga just be trying to do too much, overly play their role, and then they end up, a nigga don't fuck with them, so, and then they be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? They be mad, you know what I'm saying? You do a verse for a nigga, he's in there. I got 100 bricks, but you need to fuck with me. A nigga might be interested in anything, doing too much. But really, he might just be a cold, flat foot hustler, you feel me? And I'll fuck with that more because you keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you won't make yourself look like the brick man, you feel me? I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? But that's just the main, rap make a nigga, make niggas get out their character, make niggas get out their true self because they watch other niggas, you feel me, and how they act. And be like, okay, they popping, that's how I'm supposed to act.
How you think you avoid doing that shit though? Like becoming a rap nigga.
I just stay with my partners. Like I ain't influenced by no nigga or nothing like that. You feel me? Like been through a whole lot of shit. You feel me? Y'all have. We ain't trying to judge no nigga or nothing. You feel me? Embarrass no nigga or nothing. You feel me? We just gonna stick to ourselves. Like, niggas know I'm a, you feel me? If I got a problem with a nigga, I ain't gonna let it linger, but that don't mean that we gotta, if we not cool, we gotta just, you feel me, not hang around each other, or hang around each other all the time. You feel me? I think niggas respect that. You feel me? I just stay with my niggas. You feel me? Just stay with my group of friends that I've been having. And, you feel me? Different group. And them, you feel me? They fuck with us. And it's, you feel me, everything is, you feel me, mutual, then it's cool. You feel me? We ain't forcing no relationship with no nigga. You feel me? I'm forced trying to hang with no nigga. You know, like that.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So, like, even before I don't feel nothing or whatever, could you tell the difference in your progress and in your elevation and delivery between El Toro and Die Bloody? Could you like see the difference or like how you were like, I guess, getting better?
I think the production was just getting better. You feel me? Like when I was recording it, like I was recording my first shit in the bathroom. You feel me? At the house. You feel me? So
for real?
Yeah, I was recording myself in the bathroom at the house, at the kitchen table. You feel me? A lot of that shit at the kitchen table in the bathroom. I was on the watch.
Okay.
I ordered me some studio equipment off eBay, a little bundle, hooked it up, got me a laptop. Yeah, I used to record on something called GarageBand. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then, but just the tapes. And then the next tape, I wasn't on house arrest no more, so I was recording in the studio, so it sounded a little better. Then, you know what I'm saying, I get to coming down to Atlanta, you feel me? Meet the engineer, Royce, my man Royce, Generation Now, Drama, and then DJ Drama. And then he get to mixing my shit, you feel me? So It just sounded, it got, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the production got better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I got more comfortable, you feel me, rapping, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't rapping that long at the time. I still ain't rapping that long right now. So I just became more comfortable in the booth.
If you weren't rapping or playing ball, what you thought you were going to, what else you, what's, what would next? Like if the rap shit when it took off?
Still going to be rich. I don't see.
But you're going to do whatever you had to do.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm straight. I think I'll still be straight. I'll find me another business to hustle. You feel me? Another, you know what I'm saying? It's a million ways to get money. It's probably, it's only one rapper that's a billionaire, I think two or something, Kanye and Jay-Z, you feel me? Everybody else that's billionaires, they do something else. Shit, so I could have found yeah. I was going to find me something to get that. I was going to find me something for sure. I was going to find me something. So I'm still going to find me something. I know this shit ain't forever, ain't nothing forever, you feel me? So,
where you think that drive to get this paper, the hustle come from?
I got a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, depending on me just, you know what I'm saying, that I know what they want for themselves, but they might not be able to get it for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like God put me in a position so I can go get it for them, you know what I'm saying, or help them get it some type of way. I just got to stay alive, stay free, you know what I'm saying, stay focused. So, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it's really like no, maybe it is a drive, but I just want to make sure my people straight, take care of my people. I always been like it.
So last year when your mom passed and then your brother was tragically killed, I think like a week later, what prevented you from just being like, fuck this shit and giving up? Because that's a lot to put on a nigga like at one time.
That was like 6 months apart.
Okay.
At the beginning and the end of the year, like beginning and middle. But it's like, shit. They gotta keep going. Ain't no, the world don't stop spinning. Neither do we. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
In the music game, if you so you were speaking a little bit earlier about rappers and how they act and all that shit. What if a rapper that you don't necessarily fuck with their character all the way approaches you on some music shit, but they big in music? Can you let that shit go for the purpose of just music and business, or you just don't want to fuck with nobody that you don't fuck with?
I mean, I won't even gonna know a nigga's character until I meet him. So if I ain't never met him, you feel me? Yeah. I feel like it'd be different. You feel me? We might be in the studio. I ain't just gigging to do no song with a nigga, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't on no jerk shit or nothing like that. You feel me? If a nigga wanna do the song, you know, we gonna handle the business. We gonna.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to come on, what you got? You know what I'm saying? I don't care about no big artists. But if it's my partner, you know what I'm saying? And he be, and, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing. But I ain't doing no nothing with no nigga with no character flaw, no nigga telling her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But all the other shit, I don't, you feel me? You can't just judge a nigga based off what people post about a nigga. Or,
true.
What am I, you feel me? If I never mention, you feel me? So, I can't say if you a jerk or not.
When people think of Louisville, like for the most part, they either think of you or they think of Jack. So for me, like with you, how do you take like being the voice of the Young Shiners, the voice of the professional steppers and the voice of the seasoned young niggas and mesh all that shit together to create like your raps and your sound and stuff? Like how do you make all that fit like seamlessly without it like conflicting with each other?
I don't think I'm none of that. I think I'm just
G.
And if that's what you get from it, you feel me, what you get from it, I can't tell you how it mesh out again, cause it, I don't know. It's just me. I always been me, so shit. I don't know how it feel to be nobody else or nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Just, if that's whatever everybody get from is what they get from. And I think a lot of people take different shit from, you know, I be saying. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what make me have a nice audience, like a broad audience. Cause now in my shows, you starting to see white people. Right,
right.
Where it might have been all niggas. Right. Now you must, you know what I'm saying, the same way.
See some salt scattered in
same
there.
Same way the girls would be in the front trying to reach on, you know what I'm saying? The white people was doing, they do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they coming to see a show. They ain't on no cool, so you know how a nigga might be. You feel me? No, they love your shit. You feel me? Love your shit, but they ain't trying. Yeah, they ain't trying to sing it. You feel me? They just on some cool shit. The white people, they gonna let you know. They like, yeah, I love
they
it.
They don't hit
I
flips.
Love it. I love it. They gonna let you know. But Rolling Loud, they got to form this little circle in the middle of the crowd.
The mosh pit.
See, I ain't know. I'm thinking this is I'm thinking a nigga that passed out there. I'm a nigga ready to stop it. I'm looking back at my DJ. I'm thinking they ready to stop it. But you feel me? They was niggas got to pushing each other around and shit. I'm like, it's just crazy. I ain't never seen shit like that. I think we had it on camera. You got sure on flu. That motherfucker was crazy. Yeah, shit was. They got the running. When I started performing at Rolling Loud, they got the running from all the other stages. You can see it on video. People running in, jumping the
they
little.
They were like ants and shit.
They was running in that motherfucker. That was crazy.
So that one the moment that made you feel like
that's one of the moments where I felt like damn, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of people that
they really give a fuck about.
Yeah, they know my shit. Like they know my shit. You feel me? They yelling it back at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I don't know, that shit just be
that
different.
Energy.
Yeah, be different. Ain't
what that right. Shit do to a nigga? You can't say that shit a drug, bro. So what it do to a nigga? Like niggas ain't no nigga never told that. Like after you get that feeling, like what it do like to a nigga mindset?
It's just like you gotta get some more. Like it's like when you touch a team, when you touch that first team, you grind up on that team. Like you chasing that. Your nigga never
chasing
be the same.
Honey.
Yeah, nigga never be the same after they. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like. I know if I can do this at a festival, Rolling Loud, now my mind is like, I want it to be like it's just when I just got a show,
got
just
a show.
Me, just every time I have
your
a show,
tour.
I need to, yeah, I need
to,
like this, it need to be this. I need to make sure, you feel me? So,
that nigga start thinking about the stage set and all that shit.
That made me pay attention to like more like analytics.
The details.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. What people like, what songs and what places, like, you feel me? I'll be thinking about that type of shit now. You know what I'm saying? To make the shoulder is you feel me, look as good as it can. You know what I'm saying? Then they got a ripple effect because all the promoters mm-hmm. talk to each other. So they going to tell another promoter, you came in that bitch just sold out. Like, yeah, man, you rocked that bitch too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. And he wasn't on there for 10 minutes. He stayed up for 45 minutes. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
She go up.
And the other promoters are like, hi, yeah, we need this nigga. You know, some people might go in there, might be late. Go up, bro. Just lip sync out or something. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna tell another promoter he might not want to fuck with you. You know
it ain't worth the money.
Yeah, so
you professional about your shit.
Man, I'm trying to get the money, but I'm trying to get money. I don't even know. You feel me? The money you get, you handle your business and got the money. Right, soon as I touch down,
I'm
gonna handle my business. You feel me? I can't dance or nothing like that. Jump around, I ain't doing none of that. You feel me? But I'm make sure that. You know what I'm saying? I'm her and to do the show, you feel me? Everything I can to make sure it's a good show.
I was reading somewhere that they said Jay-Z called you or reached out to you or something like that.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone with Nigel. He was up there with OG1. You know, that's Jay-Z's right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sent him my shit, like, man, you need to check this out. And then he called. He said he heard like a half a verse. And got on the phone with me. I was on FaceTime with him. He like, man, we need to get you out here, man. Then they was trying to tell him, like, you know what I'm saying, I already had situations. He's like, man, we can figure something out. We're going to figure something out. I was supposed to go to the Super Bowl with him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But he ended up not even going, so I ain't go. But I've been up there to Rock Nation's office and shit. That shit look good. Like, and then they real street niggas. They real street niggas that's in offices.
Figure that shit out.
They in real offices, skyscrapers, looking over the whole city.
Yeah. Chilling,
you feel me? With they niggas still. You feel me? Old niggas. Yeah. Oh, you feel me? All of them. You feel me? Real street niggas. They up here kicking $1 billion shit. You feel me? That was hard. That made me feel like.
That was another moment.
That's what we got to be on. Like.
Yeah.
That was like, man, you feel me? Like, I'm on this. Like. Everything is progression. The niggas who get stuck and really can't get no money ain't progressive thinkers because they catch on to shit late. You know what I'm saying? They do shit late. They do shit after they see a nigga do it. The nigga who be the ones come up with it.
Create it and innovate it.
And do it and then sell it to everybody else. You feel me? You sell the idea, sell the whatever to everybody else. And that's how that's what they they making the shit, whatever it is that everybody else is trying to do. You feel me? So that changed my mind right then and there. Like, I gotta build up the equity of my company so I can sell it one day.
That's big.
And rebrand my company just like that. And have different branches and then sell it again one day. One day he gonna sell Roc Nation for $1 billion, you feel me? That's a good business, you feel me? I'm trying to have a good business.
Is that something you always preaching to, like, the people around you and the people that you encounter and fuck with, just having good business principles and shit like that, and hustle?
Nah, cause we a team, everybody. Everybody's good at what they good at, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you got to cultivate what a nigga's good at. You got to reinforce what a nigga's good at. You feel me? Put him with a nigga who's good at what he's not good at. Teach him, man, y'all work together on this type of shit. You feel me?
What if it's somebody on the team? What if it's somebody on the team that want to do something they might not be good at? Like, they might be better off marketing and promoting, but they just want to get around.
Niggas
or
grown men, they can do what they want to. But it's love, though. So if you know... If it ain't affecting us or hurting us, you feel me? We're going to support it, but you feel me? Niggas know, like, ain't nobody on no dream and little boys, kids shit, you feel me? Niggas know, like, what we need to do to get accomplished, what we need to get accomplished, you feel me? That's what make us go. That's why we working, because ain't nobody bigger than the group, you know what I'm saying? The group is what makes us, you know what I'm saying? Split up, everybody's a hell of a nigga on their own, you know what I'm saying? But together, working together is stronger. Can't nobody fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? So you got to get everybody to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do whatever you want to do, but we got to do what we got to do.
Facts, I like that.
So what's next for you, though?
I'm going to drop another tape towards the end of the year, probably. And then I might drop like a tape together with somebody or something. But you know what I'm saying? Just more music, trying to get bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Any ideas on who you want to collab with?
Nah, well, I think on my next shit, I'll probably just be me. I'll me, you feel me?
Okay.
Just so I can, I feel like my audience is big enough now to where that's what they want to hear me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just probably try to come out with me, but whoever want to work with me, you know what I'm saying? You a stand up nigga, you know what I'm saying? A1, you feel me? And you make some good music, then I'm fucking with you, bro. If you ain't making no good music, you know, some weird shit, I ain't fucking with you, simple, I ain't.
That's what it is, man. Before we ride, man, talk about maybe some no-goes or some turn-offs, like some women that G ain't gonna fuck with that need to stay away from you and your partners. The type of women that should stay clear away from
y'all. I don't wanna lose no fans, man. I'll love y'all, man. You love y'all. Come on in.
Tropical.
We got a place for you. We got a place for you.
There you go.
You got somebody for that.
We got somebody for you in the department. In the department, man. Come on in here, man.
Yeah.
So, like, another thing, too, that, like, I always ask people, like, whenever they come here is, like, what's on your bucket list that, like, shit that you want to do, places that you want to go, stuff that you want to try before you check out up here?
I ain't never really sat back and thought about no shit like it, for real. When it's all said and done, I'ma move somewhere, like, I don't know, like Middle East or something. Have me a big ass, big whole bunch of land and shit. Me and my niggas, me and my people, we just got on compound or something. You feel me? We about 50 or something, old niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fly, fly shit, silk shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rolls Royce and shit like that. You feel me? Just chill. We ain't got to worry about nothing. We just sitting back. You know what I'm saying?
We won.
Oh, look, and I got another question, too. So, and this is, like, a question that one of the readers sent in or whatever. So, when you got shot and, you know, you got like healed up or whatever, there was a rumor going around that you had $1 million glass eye. Is that true?
I'm a $1 million nigga with a fucked up eye. So I guess that's probably how they got that. I ain't got no glass eye, though. I ain't got no glass eye. I'm straight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Any final words for the streets, the fans, the people, G? What you want them to know or motivate them? We like motivation here on Big Facts.
Bigger than Life or Death. Make sure y'all go download it.
Bigger is there going to be a deluxe?
Nah, I really don't do no deluxes. I got music. Come with a whole new thing.
Okay, cool. Okay.
There it is. Be on the lookout for all the other EST artists. They're going to be dropping real soon. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to take over the world.
There it is. Big shouts out. Big shouts out. ESTG pulling up the Big Facts. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute to you.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season 3, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.